You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Topics they didn't prep for. Opinions they absolutely might regret. No script, no rules, just a couple of mics. And a whole lot of winging it.
You just gotta wing it.
Let's jump in to Winging It Wednesday with Adam Carter.
Adam is still enjoying his time in Austria.
What?
He's shopping at the Christmas market. His winging it would be like, which market is better? Which beautiful handmade gloves should I buy for my wife? So you know what? We're skipping Adam Carter this week, but we are doing winging it. David Josephson, our stalwart producer, is stepping in for Adam Carter this week with a winging it. So I can't wait. David, the floor is yours.
All right, here we go. Jordana, I, like many people, got up early this morning. Mm-hmm. I donned my snow gear, and I walked outside to shovel what? Fill in the blank.
Snow.
To shovel snow. Or did I shovel my driveway?
Your driveway. You shoveled snow off your driveway, and you shoveled snow if you have a... If you have a sidewalk in front of your house, you shoveled that as well. Those are the things you shoveled this morning.
Therein lies the stoop. Well, yeah, the front.
You know,
yeah, the front drive. Therein lies the question. I'll get there. But did I shovel? Ooh, there I am, shoveling.
Oh, well done. You recorded it.
Yeah, I recorded myself.
Well done.
Shoveling snow this morning, the driveway rather this morning. And as I actually thought about this, I thought about whether I should take a headset out, and I would have probably listened to Vanita while I have like a radio headset. And instead, I decided not to. I decided to shovel in quiet and in peace. And as I did, I remembered a story from, boy, this is maybe 15 years ago, about what I learned one day from clearing snow. Because, Jordana, as I've told you before, in a prior career, college job, I should say.
Okay.
I was, I cleared snow to make some money during college.
Yes.
And the first couple
Great
of
job.
Years, I was the, my friend was the snowplow driver, and I was what you called, I don't know if this is PC, but they called us the shovel monkey. So we would ride in the back of the truck, and then we would hop out wherever we were, and we would shovel the driveways while the, you know, while the boss, my buddy, who's the boss at that time, would drive the snowplow truck. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years later, he moved on, and I had the chance, I did this for only one winter. I was the snowplow driver. I was the top guy. I had a truck that was like my truck for the whole, like I got the keys in December, and I had that truck all year. And if it snowed, by golly, it didn't matter if there was a test that day. It didn't matter what was going on at school or life or anything else. I had to get in that truck and go plow snow any time of day, didn't matter when. And it was a year like this when I started, where we got a handful of little small dusting snows that were pretty easy, right? As me as learning how to drive a snowplow truck, I got like 5 minutes of training. Hey, you push the thing down, you push the thing up, you drive around, you plow the snow, here's the addresses, go do it. So the first few times...
I'm instilling a lot of confidence. Well, you're making me nervous.
Looking back, okay, and I was, let's see, I was like 20 years old at the time. And
okay,
here you go, DJ, here's the keys. Go ahead and plow the snow. And then we got a snow like this, where it was the first heavy snow of the year. And I still remember where I was. I was snow plowing the Schneiderman Furniture parking lot.
Yes.
Over there in the western suburbs on 494, yep. Across
exactly
from the Quick Trip,
that
Jordana. That was one of our clients, and I was snow plowing that, which is a big square open space, right? It's not like, you know, there's a little driver on the back, but basically it's a giant open space. And I started plowing the driveway, plowing the parking lot, which in my mind meant I'm going to start at one end and I'm going to make a pass down each section of parking lot, right? To clear the parking lot of snow.
Makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense, right? And I'm going to start on one side. I'm going to do one pass. It's going to be 8 feet wide. I'm going to do the next pass. It's going to be 8 feet wide. I'm going to do the next pass. 8 feet. And meanwhile, you sort of angle the plow so that the spillover from when you're plowing always pushes the same direction, so that the part that I've done, like that part of the parking lot is done. It went really well for the first 5, 10, 15 swaths, and you look one way and you go, wow, I've cleared a bunch of that parking lot.
So satisfying, right? So, like mowing the lawn, so satisfying.
Yeah, but then you look the other way, and there's a giant wave of snow that I have pushed from one side to the other, because very little of that snow that I was pushing actually made it onto the grass or over the curb. Mm-hmm. Now it was all just in a giant wave in the middle, and then I started to clear that wave, and it had gotten so big that my truck could no longer push this wave, this snowbank that is now in the middle of the parking lot at Schneiderman's.
Okay.
And I realize I have made a mistake. And now I'm like, okay, I just got to get some of this snow out of here. So I back up and take a big run and try to push this giant bank of snow that's now in the middle of the Schneiderman's parking lot. I try to push that piece of snow out of the way, and my wheels are spinning. I'm not going anywhere. I have made a huge mistake. And the other snowplow drivers, we have two drivers in our crew, stops by as I'm struggling with this giant wave in the middle of the parking lot. And he's going to help me, clean up the situation. But the first thing he says is, Dave, here's the mistake you made. You were plowing the parking lot instead of plowing the snow. And that little nugget of truth that Dan, the other snowplow driver, gave me 15 years ago has stuck with me ever since. Because I think there are so many things in our life where we are focused on the wrong thing. I was focused on clearing the driveway when I should have been focused on clearing the snow. And I think that, you think about that when you go shovel today. This is enough snow that, sure, you can do that first path of snow really easy. But if you keep just doing one, swath on each section of driveway, it's not going to work. You're going to end up with a giant pile of snow, and you're going to have to eventually clear the snow instead of clear the sidewalk. And I've thought about that when it comes to my own life, when, like, I come home angry because my house isn't clean and there's too many dishes around. And the problem in a scenario like that isn't the dishes. The problem is the fact that I'm angry, and I need to work on my anger instead of the dishes. I think of it when it comes to this show, Jordana, that you and I do together, where sometimes we come in and think, oh, well, what's our job today? We got to talk for 3 hours on the radio. Well, no, the job is to say inspiring things, to do compelling content. It just happens to be that we're on for 3 hours in the morning. The job is not to clear the driveway. The job is not to keep the needles moving for 3 hours. The job is to move the snow, or in our case, entertain and compel listeners. So that little nugget of truth that Dan, I don't even know his name, he's in my phone as Dan Snow. But that little nugget of truth that Dan gave me years ago has stuck with me all these years, and I was reminded of it this morning.
That is such a beautiful story, and thank you for sharing it with us. We should offer up lessons from the snowplow.
Yes, yes.
Which is fantastic. Lessons from plowing the snow. What have you learned? And, you know, friends, there are so many, because we all learn lessons when we see the 16-year-old kid go to the 80-year-old man's house and offer to plow, and then there's a connection there. And that snow, that burden, has offered the connection. Mm-hmm. So he's not really shoveling the stoop. He's making a connection. He's doing, or she is doing a mm-hmm. kindness. And that's what David needed to learn. You don't plow the driveway, you plow the snow. You address the problem instead of addressing the whatever is adjacent to it.
Yeah, and think about, oh man, I think about kids too. That comes to mind right away, that I cannot fix this world that my kids live in. I can't go clear the path for my kids. I have to actually just parent my kids and let the world be what it is.
Wow, this is very introspective this morning. Lessons from the snowplow. I love it. What about you? What lessons are you learning when you look outside? Are you, hopefully the snow has offered some calm and some peace with people that can stay inside, and maybe the driveway's plowed and now you're looking at it with the fresh coating. And yes, it's beautiful. David, I love this. Lessons from the snowplow. 651-461-9226. Do you want to jump on? David Snowplow, what have you learned? This is a fantastic start for us. Let's take a break and we'll take your calls and texts and lessons next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Loving the Christmas music, the winter theme that we have going on all of December here on the Adam and Jordana Show. And also loving David's lessons from the snowplow, what you can learn by shoveling snow, whatever you take away from it. This is fantastic. Steve has called in from Wayzata. Steve, are you about to drop another knowledge bomb on us?
If at first you don't succeed, go out and get a bigger piece of equipment.
That's a great lesson.
It's the year 2025. We have some big equipment. You can't put a fire pee on a forest fire and put it out.
Fair enough. So we need big plows. Do you have a giant snowblower for your driveway?
I got a skid steer, a big piece of equipment with a big plow and bucket on it. So,
and my driveway isn't it so satisfying?
So yeah, it's heated. Mm-hmm. And got the radio in there and everything.
Amazing. All right. Good lesson, Steve. Good lesson. Right? Don't try to clear the snow with a tiny little shovel that you use in the sandbox. You got to use the right equipment. Excellent lessons from the snowplow. Let's see. Jordana. Oh, Kurt's mom. Oh, sorry. That's a private text. I love Kurt. He's my UPS guy, and I absolutely adore him. I just want to say hi to Kurt's mom. Snowblower lesson. I'm buying one gallon of gas so I can fill the blower myself. No more big 5 gallon gas can lifting. Fair enough. David, how long does a gallon last when you're plowing your driveway?
Well, a lot of factors would go into that, but you know, if you've got a big 5 gallon tank, most people, that's like all the gas you'd need for a snowblower, maybe for the whole winter or more. And I agree with that. That I also like for the lawnmower, mm-hmm. I've gone down to just like a 1 gallon tank, and we'll go through that a few times a year. The gas is fresher. You don't have to like store and maneuver that giant gas can. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. That's a good lesson.
Good lesson. Here's another one. The texter writes another lesson. Just like when you're driving on snowy roads, in life, we need to slow down and give people plenty of space. Amen. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? And like God is trying to teach us lessons when he sends a big storm or, you know, rain or whatever. Slow down. Care about each other. Slow down. It's okay.
Yeah. And you know what?
I love that.
We'll get through this whole, you know, whatever, ordeals, maybe too big of a word, but we'll get through this whole storm. And none of us are going to be like way behind in our life because we slowed down a little bit on the roads and had to shovel. We're all going to be fine. We don't need to rush through everything. I totally agree.
Oh, I want to continue the rest of Kurt's mom's text here. Now I'm reading the whole thing, love. So here we do. Here's the deal. Kurt's mom says he just moved into a new home by their home. Oh, I'm so happy that he's close by for you. And the great new neighbors saw his wife and 4-year-old clearing the long driveway yesterday and came over to help. It was much appreciated after a 12-hour UPS day. That's what I'm talking about. I'm so happy. I'll have to get Kurt a housewarming gift. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm glad you have great new neighbors. That's right. His wife and daughter were out plowing the driveway or shoveling when he was working. And the neighbors came over. What a beautiful lesson from the snow shovel or the driveway. And a good way to make a connection. Jor, I had to drive my adult daughter into work this morning at 5 a.m. because of the snow. We don't get a lot of time to connect anymore, so we had a nice chit-chat and catch-up for the 10 or 15 minutes for me to drop her off. Beautiful. David, you really hit a nerve. I love this.
Oh, that's sweet. Isn't that great to have a few extra bonus moments with somebody that you don't get to connect with enough? That's a treat.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. I'm very appreciative for the money I paid in my HOA. I woke up this morning to my driveway and the sidewalk being cleared by it being cleared. That's from Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. What a beautiful act of gratitude. Instead of being annoyed, being grateful. That's amazing for money you pay out. Jor, our parents trained us for what was present in their generation. We need to teach our kids for what is coming, not what we learned or is currently here. Okay. George has figured out after 5 years of the brand new snowblower I purchased, it was assembled wrong from the factory, and the front lines have been pushing out versus pulling in. LOL, it was assembled during COVID. Oh my gosh. You know what? 5 years is enough. I hope it's working great for you this season. Boy, these lessons from the snowplow are great. Yeah, I'll share one. I didn't think it was so positive, but yesterday, my son was driving my car. The battery died in my car. It's an old car. So we AAA came. We got it towed to Midas. I love the guys at Midas. Hi, guys, over there on Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park. Don and all of the friends over there at Midas. Love you guys. So they had to put in a new battery. They did all of that. Mark and Ruby went to pick up the car. On the way back, Mark saw a woman who was stuck in the snow, and nobody was stopping. So he stopped in the snow to help this woman. As he stopped, there was some kind of a curb that wasn't plowed out. That's where she got stuck. His car, too, got stuck as he was helping her get out. So he sent Ruby home and called AAA, and she came home to get something for him to sort of work on the other person's car. And she said when she got home that I was FaceTiming Marley. That's why I saw this in person. She said, Mark's car is stuck. He stopped to help somebody else. And we were like, oh my God, is he okay? And she goes, you know what? He is, but he did the right thing. And for her to notice that at 18, she said he did the right thing because nobody else was helping that lady. He did the right thing. We have AAA. We don't know if she does. He did the right thing. I'm going out to give him these supplies to help dig her out. And for her to notice that, I thought, wow, what a great observation for an 18-year-old. Instead of being annoyed that she couldn't come home and be on her phone or stay warm, she was doing, you know, double runs to go and help him and this lady. And she said that he did the right thing. She noticed that about him, which I thought was really sweet. And instead of being annoyed, everybody was just helping each other there outside yesterday. So another good lesson for my kid, and a good lesson for all of us, for her acknowledging that. It was terrific. Joy, I enjoyed talking to my daughter for 45 minutes last Saturday. We were on the phone as she was driving to Hibbing to her son's hockey game. She has three kids in hockey. She works full time. We don't usually get long stretches where we can catch up. Yeah, being in the car for a long time, the perfect time to catch up. This was a great Wingin' It, David. Lessons from the snowplow. Thank you so much for this really inspiring and sweet Wingin' It. Mine is nothing of the sort. Mine is kind of mean and definitely about local politics. You'll hear my Wingin' It next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's that time of the week where the plan is no plan. Winging It Wednesday now continues with Jordana Green.
I promise to sprinkle in your lessons from the snowplow throughout the show because they're fantastic and inspiring and just beautiful. But, of course, I'm going to do a different wing in it about local politics here in Minnesota. This is actually a deeply tragic story involving the Minnesota chair of Cindy Martin is her name. She's the chair of the 8th Congressional District. She's a DFL lawmaker, and she's charged with criminal vehicular homicide in the hit-and-run death of 19-year-old John Hathcock last July. She pleaded not guilty, and right now, immediately, she needs to resign. If you are a sitting congressperson, if you are a sitting politician and you have been charged with an egregious crime, i.e. criminal vehicular homicide, you should no longer continue to remain in office. I have a couple of reasons. Some of them are moral, but many of them are also practical. Okay? Why, in the face of a felony homicide charge, do you refuse to step down? That is my question to her. Because it's not necessarily just about politics. Some of it is, and I will absolutely get to that. This is about integrity and functionality in a political office. I think Cindy Martin must immediately resign her DFL leadership roles and as a congressperson. Because when you are in public leadership, you require a level of public confidence. And the moment a politician is charged with a felony, and by the way, this goes for all politicians. This is not what I'm just saying about the DFL. I don't think if you're actively involved in a very serious case, you should be in public office. I truly don't. Especially one when you're involved in the death and a massive breach of civic duty, like this was a hit and run. The confidence in the politician from the public, and I'm talking about me when I say the public, is absolutely shattered. And what needs to happen now is Cindy Martin's time, focus, emotional energy needs to be dedicated to her defense. She cannot effectively lead a political party, and that includes things like fundraising or organizing or public representation or being out in the public while simultaneously being investigated and tried for criminal vehicular homicide. And her refusal to resign her position says that her personal political survival is more important than the reputation of her party and her public trust in her office. It's just unacceptable. The optics are terrible. She claims, by the way, and this is her defense, she claims that night when she was driving on the road and she hit a human that she thought she hit an animal. Okay? She called 911 the next morning and police came to check it out. Her SUV had extensive damage, including a windshield impact, blood on the mirror. A man was left dead on the road. She claims she thought it was a turkey or an owl or some other kind of animal. All right? This is a hit and run. I understand she claims it was an animal and she is innocent until proven guilty. But my goodness, every time she's out in public now, every press release, every political action she takes from now till the trial will be overshadowed by this horrific charge. She needs to step aside and deal with her own political issues, or excuse me, criminal issues. And then if she is found innocent of these charges, she can run again. The party, by the way, the DFL, initially, they sent an email out saying that she had stepped down, which they quickly retracted. Now, it seems like the party knows, the DFL knows, that this was the right step. But now, they refuse to demand her resignation, basically telling her that there's no standard. It's okay. Even if you're in a case of alleged criminal vehicular homicide, you can stay in office. You can still make good decisions. And we trust that all of your energies will be focused on the people of Minnesota. They're prioritizing political loyalty over some ethical boundaries that I believe she needs to set. Okay? She does deserve her day in court. Absolutely. Cindy Martin is innocent until proven guilty. But the moment she was charged with a felony involving the death of a citizen, I believe that she lost the moral authority to serve as a public face and a leader in a major political organization. She needs to resign her DFL leadership position right now. 651-461-9226. Did you already tell me that there's a phone call on this, David? Okay, Aaron is in Minneapolis. Aaron, why don't you jump in here?
Good morning. Thank you for bringing the topic up. I totally understand your points, Georgiana, about this particular legislator's case in itself. That is unique, and maybe she should resign because of the circumstance. But I want to respond to your original thesis statement that you presented to us this morning, that lawmaker should resign upon accusal. And I really believe that, like, our democracy and our society, a pillar of that, a foundational pillar, that if we take away a person being innocent until proven guilty, we are lost. We truly have lost. We just need to maintain, and it shouldn't be bipartisan. It shouldn't be partisan. It shouldn't be political. It should just be a fundamental virtue that we hold sacred. And so, like I said, this particular case, maybe she should resign, but upon response to your original point, I do disagree respectfully that somebody should resign automatically merely by being accused of a crime.
And that's absolutely fair. And I think that there's nuance there. I found that this crime was specifically egregious because it involved the death of somebody. And I will go with another DFLer that was accused. Remember, Al Franken, you know, the picture where he was almost touching the boobs of the girl, of the woman in the picture. He did resign, but I also felt like that wasn't a death. And I thought that maybe there was some nuance there where he didn't have to resign. So I hear what you're saying, and I think there's nuance. And so you're telling me that if anybody is accused of a crime, they shouldn't, because you feel that that's a ding to democracy, the innocent till proven guilty statute, right?
That's right, right. Now, but on a case-by-case basis, since she did admit that she delayed her call to the authorities until the morning, this particular case, maybe she should resign out of a moral, you know, compass factor. I'm just making the broader statement that if we, you know, like the whole Me Too movement, as soon as somebody just decided they were going to say something about someone, and if that person was going to be canceled, that's wrong, because we need to give people their opportunity for, you know, for to be heard and to have a case and to be tried.
Absolutely hear you. I'm so glad you called in, and thank you for Aaron, call in anytime. You sound super smart. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. He makes an excellent point. And look, I love hearing these other views, and I can appreciate that. I don't know that any rule is hard and fast. This one just seemed egregious to me. And I will, by the way, correct what I said. She is not necessarily, and she is not, excuse me, an elected official. She is an influential Democratic Party official from the Iron Range. She serves as the chair of the 8th Congressional District for the Minnesota DFL and the vice chair of the Itasca County DFL. So I believe, I still stand by the fact that she should resign those positions right now, because this would be too, this should be taking up all her time and energy, and I don't think she can function properly as somebody who should have that much influence on the Democratic Party in our state. 651-461-9226. Frank is in Brooklyn Park. Jump in here, Frank.
Hi, Jordana. I'm jumping. So I kind of second a little bit what the previous caller said. Your argument here is that, you know, it's a moral discretionary thing. It's a moral conflict. And, you know, therefore this person should resign. And you're kind of stuck on the fact that, well, this is very serious because someone died. And absolutely, when somebody dies, it's very serious. But the problem is, you know, this wasn't a Justin Eichhorn case or Nicole Mitchell or, you know, anybody else where they deliberately went out doing something that they knew could possibly constitute a crime, and they went ahead and did it anyway, which would show a serious lacking in judgment. At the end of the day, even though someone did die, this is still a traffic accident. Okay, it's still a traffic accident. It wasn't intentional. She didn't go out driving around intending to hit somebody. And there's no, it seems to be no indication that there was any alcohol involved. So it's still an accident. Now, yeah, she delayed calling it in. And it's very similar to the Amy Sensor case. But the problem is, of course she's going to get charged. Anytime there's an accident and you don't, and you leave the scene, you're going to get charged regardless. Now, I've been out driving around. I've hit things on the road. I've hit a deer and not even known what it was because they come so fast. They hit the side of your vehicle or whatever. You don't know. So in that regard, I'm a little bit conflicted. Not conflicted, I'm positive. She shouldn't resign because it's still a traffic accident. Now let them sort it out and figure out what's going on before, you know, because otherwise here's the problem. You set a dangerous precedent. Because if you're just going to have people resigning because of whatever, people could set somebody up by saying, well, this guy raped me, you know, or he defrauded me, or he called me, you know, an offensive word. And if you're just going to have people resign because of that allegation, it's going to go wild. That's how people are going to start getting people out of office. And it is a cancel culture. I mean, okay, well, I don't like Jordana. I'm going to make up an allegation against her and then tell her to resign from WCCO. See, that's the problem. You're setting a dangerous precedent by not allowing due process. And given this situation, I mean, it's not where she deliberately, you know, the Justin Eichhorn thing, he put himself in that spot. So he absolutely, you resign, and that's what he did. This is just an entirely different case. It's still a traffic accident. The fact somebody got killed, very, very sad, very, very tragic, still a traffic accident, unfortunately.
Fair enough. Frank, thank you for laying out a good case. And I really respect those arguments. You make an excellent case. And we were worried, you know, when Me Too took off that, you know, somebody says you look nice today, that was going to be a charge of sexual harassment and all these men were going to get fired from their jobs. We didn't necessarily see that happening. And the reason that I picked this case for the resignation and the reason I'm so harsh on her is because somebody died. If I killed somebody, I would have to take time off work to focus because I wouldn't emotionally be right. And I would feel that would just take all of my focus, whether it was being sorrowful or just trying to deal every day with the fact of what happened and then hopefully defending myself in a case if it was truly an accident. If it was, you know, he mentioned there doesn't seem to be alcohol involved. Absolutely, there doesn't yet because she was only tested, you know, 12 hours later when she called the police. So you're right. And I'm not alleging that. But this, when somebody is involved with a killing, a death of somebody else, I think that would take up more moral and emotional space in their life that they wouldn't be able to function at an advisory level to other politicians. Go ahead, David.
Well, I think that's a fair sentiment. I also think that if we, again, if we're assuming that what she's saying is right, obviously if she actually killed somebody and knew it, then that's bad. She should go to jail. But if we're assuming her story's correct and that she inadvertently killed somebody, yes, that's a terrible thing and it's going to impact her life for the next months and years as she sorts through the litigation. Also, you need money to do that. And if she now, on top of this, loses her job, again, assuming it's an accident, what a terrible 1-2 punch for somebody that thought they hit a owl or whatever and now has to spend the next few years fighting a legal battle and, oh, by the way, lost their job at the same time. That's a tough, like, 1-2 punch to swallow for somebody. And I would think that in that situation, you would need to still have a paycheck. So,
well,
again, assuming
she's
right
in her role. As she's an advisory, she is a Democratic Party official from the Iron Ridge. I don't know that that's her main job.
Maybe I'm wrong, but to me, that's somebody that would get paid for that, and that'd be tough to not be able to have that income.
I have to do more of a deep dive on that. But good points, David. Let's take a break. I'll continue with your text in just a moment on this Wingin' It Wednesday. Oh, by the way, hold on. I said Daniel Rosen, our new U.S. attorney, was going to join us at 9. He had to switch to 11. But I promise you, Daniel Rosen, U.S. attorney, first public comments about the fraud in Minnesota. That is all happening at 11:07 right here on the Adam and Giordana Show. I'll be right back. Started my Wingin' It saying that Cindy Martin, who is an influential leader. Cindy Martin is a Minnesota DFL chair accused of hitting and killing a 19-year-old man with her vehicle. She is an influential Democratic Party official from the Iron Range. She serves as the chair of the 8th Congressional District for Minnesota DFL and vice chair of the Itasca County DFL. Now, I cannot find any salary information on her or how much she is paid for this. David's argument was that she needs money to fight this legal battle, so she shouldn't lose her job over it. I say she should resign because when you are involved in a trial that involves killing somebody, whether it was meant to or, you know, it was her fault, you know, she thought it was a traffic accident. That's what she claims in her defense. She has been charged with criminal vehicular homicide, and I think she can no longer function in her duties as a DFL chair, and I think she should resign. And many people are pushing back, and that's okay, because that's what we do here, right? That's what we do here on this show. So I think she can no longer do her job. And the party knows that she should step down to focus on her defense, but many of you are pushing back. Let's see. Giordana. Oh, okay. I don't want to. That is so unfair. The legal system can take so much time to resolve an issue. And if you're truly innocent until proven guilty, it should not impact your current status in any way, shape, or form other than you wish it to. Okay. And I get that. But if you are making political decisions or advising other politicians about laws in this state, I think if you are acting in a political way or have influence over policy in the state, I think this is a unique position that when somebody in the political realm or an advisor or somebody who is an elected to a political position, and she was not, I think you should no longer have that influence over your party because you're distracted and you are a distraction to the party. Let's see. Jor, this is particular and unique. And our, hold on, sorry, you got cut off here. Jor, if she's convicted, she's done. However, we will remove the 34-time felon pedophile. Okay, that's a different story that you are talking about. There we go. Someone says she was probably intoxicated when she hit that guy and decided to wait till the next day so she wouldn't test positive, then made up the excuse about the animal. I don't know what happened, and I don't know if that's true, but the next day when she was tested, she was not positive for any kind of altering substances. Jor, yes, people cannot be forced to resign just because they've been accused, or all kinds of people will just come out and accuse them of something. Guys, these aren't just accusations. These are charges, okay? These are charges that she has against her because of a terrible situation. She was charged with criminal vehicular homicide in the hit-and-run death of 19-year-old John Hathcock last July. She pleaded not guilty. These are actual charges that she has to defend herself from. They are not accusations, and it is different. That's how I feel about it. Let's get a couple more of your texts in before we have to hit the break. But she intentionally left. Someone said, yes, she left. Jordana, I agree with you. Somebody in that position, you're held to a higher standard. It doesn't matter the alleged crime. Al Franken never touched the boob, and he was forced to resign, which was ridiculous in my opinion. This sounds like Nicole Mitchell all over again. Jor, what I don't understand, and I never will, is if you hit something with your vehicle and you were driving, why don't you stop immediately to see what you'd hit? I don't believe for a moment she didn't realize what she truly hit. I don't know. I don't know about that. And someone says, Jordana, you are wrong. Remember, not guilty until proven innocent. I get that. I get that. You're innocent until proven guilty. Hmm. And that is the American way. But we can differ on who should be resigning and in what their position is. Reminder, Daniel Rosen. I'm sorry I didn't remind you guys at the beginning of the show. I thought he was coming on at 9. He had some schedule conflicts. He's joining us at 11. 11:07, you will hear him talk about the Feeding Our Future fraud in Minnesota and what the U.S. Attorney's Office knows now. David, he's got quick takes coming up. No room for the tease, but listen for quick takes after the news.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.